When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The movies are back, baby, and if you're looking for a weekly podcast to keep up with all the new releases and all the hottest news and rumors coming out of Hollywood, check out Movies, Baby, with 5 Y's. Is Emma Stone on track for greatest actress of all time?
What's the best Godzilla movie of all?
What's up with John Cena?
Love Lies Bleeding? We'll take more where that came from.
What movie should have won Best Picture at this year's Oscars?
Hint. The name of 2 months, and they ain't close together.
Those are just some of the topics we've discussed on recent episodes of Movies, Baby. Every week on Movies, Baby, Forever Dog co-founders and lifelong movie fanatics Brett and Joe break down the hottest movie news, review the latest releases, shout out forgotten classics, and prophesy the future of Hollywood. You can listen to Movies, Baby, wherever you get podcasts, and you can watch Movies, Baby live every Thursday night on YouTube at Movies, Baby with 5 Y's. Movies, Baby!
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Best Show Best. This is the best of the best show, the new version of the best show. And for people who don't know, the best show takes place each and every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. till midnight over at thebestshow.net. And if you are new to the program, these are little bite-sized greatest hits samples of what we do every week. So check this out. And if you want more, you can listen to the full 3-hour extravaganza and check it out. And if you want to support The Best Show, the way to do that is to download the episodes and to give us reviews on iTunes, and to tell people that the show is back and that you like it. So please, check out this new episode of Best Show Best. Best Show, you're on the air.
Hey, is this Tom?
It is Tom.
Hey, Tom, loving the show tonight. Very, very enjoyable.
Cool, cool. I'm glad you're enjoying the show. Who is this?
This is Mark in Newbridge Lowe's.
Hey, Mark. Wait, Newbridge Lowe's?
Yeah.
Wow. I've never been out to Newbridge Lowe's. That's the area that's over all the way out beyond the Newbridge Heights, right?
Yeah, way out beyond the Heights, yeah.
Wow. That's crazy. I've never taken a trip out there.
It's a pretty interesting place to live, I'll tell you that. You know, once you get past the weather issues, it's enjoyable, sure.
Yeah, I think the weather stuff is probably why I've never been out there. It seems nuts.
Well, that comes with living in a part of town that's 800 feet below sea level, you know? It's so effing hot here.
800 feet below sea level.
Yeah.
That is so weird, because you think about places like that only being in, like Africa or the Middle East being that far below sea level.
Yeah, it's crazy. But, you know, like the motto goes, from the world's largest collection of wacky packages to loin-crushing aridity, Newbridge got it all.
Yeah, I've always thought that should have been, like, reworded or worded differently. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm not even sure if aridity is a word, is it?
I think aridity might be a word, but got it all. Newbridge got it all. I've never understood.
Yeah.
That's not proper English.
No, it sure ain't.
No, okay. Well,
I was joking. I know it's. Yeah,
sure.
I said it sure isn't.
So what's going on tonight, Mark?
Oh well, you know, I heard you mention that at some point about, you know, about things you wish you hadn't done, that kind of thing, you know. And tell you, I've got one that's been making my life a living check.
You've got a thing you wish you hadn't done.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's making your life what?
a living heck. It reminds me of this flick that was just on called Montage of Heck. Have you seen this thing?
That's the Kurt Cobain documentary.
Yes.
I have not seen it yet. Have you? You've seen it?
I did. It was good. You know what? It was really, really, really light on Eyes Adrift.
What's that?
You're joking.
No, I'm not. I'm not joking.
It's Mel Vasellick's band. Two after Nirvana, of course, he had, I think it was called Sweet 76 or something.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then he had this band Eyes Adrift with one of the Kirkwood brothers and the drummer from Sublime.
So you're saying the documentary, the Kurt Cobain documentary, it comes up a little light in terms of...
It was, yeah, really, really, really light.
Uh-huh. Like how light?
There was no mention of it at all.
Yeah, well, it's not that surprising that they wouldn't get into Chris Novoselic's second post-Nirvana band. But, I mean, that's I guess you got to tell a story with those things, and there's not a lot of room for that.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I didn't think about it that way.
Yeah, yeah. So you've had something that's been making your life a living heck, as you said?
Yes.
What is that?
Well, okay, here's the story. Not to brag, but, you know, I'm one of the foremost authorities on Civil War photography in America.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's impressive.
And, you know, as being that, I was asked to sit for an interview for a special that the Smithsonian Channel was doing on Matthew Brady. Do you know who he was?
I know that name.
He was pretty much the most famous of the Civil War photographers. You know, he did a lot of those really iconic photos that you've seen all your life.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So they you were asked by the Smithsonian Channel to be a part of a documentary
on him. Yeah.
Okay. On Matthew Brady.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well,
it was big stuff.
Yeah. Well, that's exciting. I mean, congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. It could have been the launch of something really big for me. You know, could have really led to a lot of opportunities. You know, like teaching and lecturing, and you know, I could have even gotten my own TV show out of it. You know.
You've said could have a few times.
Yeah.
Why is it could have?
How much time do you have? Do you have a couple minutes?
Yeah, sure. We have a couple minutes.
All right. Well, look, I'm a guy of a certain age, you know, and I thought it was about time to start wearing a hat.
Wearing a hat?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a thing for a lot of guys now, you know, my age. And perhaps you've seen these hats. They're almost straw-looking, and they have a very shallow brim. You know these things?
I think I know the kind of hat you're talking about.
Yeah, you see them a lot if you go to clubs or, like, you know, a bar. It's kind of a hip bar in the summer, in the afternoon, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, well, I saw these guys wearing these hats, and I thought, you know, I could pull that off, too. There's no way I shouldn't be able to. But my wife, she begged to differ.
She said you couldn't pull off the hat?
She did, yeah. She thought it was a bad idea, and it would make my head, neck, and face look just completely massive.
Okay.
And so, you know, I really disagreed with her, and we got into this huge argument that basically resulted in the Newbridge Diving and Rescue Squad needing to be called in.
Over the argument?
Yeah, it spilled out into a lake.
The argument spilled out into a lake?
It did, yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, boy.
I don't want to get too far into it. But look, that's besides the point, okay?
Uh-huh.
Anyway, I started wearing the hat, even though Sheila said it made me look like Andre the Giant wearing a fez.
Okay.
But, you know, I felt pretty rocking in that thing.
You liked it.
I thought I looked great in it, and I even contemplated throwing a tiki-themed party for my buddies at work.
Because you were so into, what, the vibe that the hat created?
Yeah, well said, Tom. It gave me a certain vibe.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So this hat kind of gave you like a certain kind of confidence almost?
It sure did. It sure did. You know, so when this call comes from Smithsonian to do this interview, it's a no-brainer. I'm going to wear the hat, you know, and show the world what I'm a smarto who can also kick it to Social D.
Kick it to what?
Social D.
Social D. Social distortion?
Yes!
Is that the kind of hat? Is that the kind of hat that a lot of Social Distortion fans would wear?
Oh yeah.
Okay, so
yeah,
but you so you wore the hat?
I did, yeah. So I wear it. I do the interview in the hat. It goes great, and then I'm just kind of waiting around for months before the show airs, and I feel really great about it because I know I was really good. Mm-hmm. And now the world's going to be my oyster, right?
Because you killed it in the documentary.
I totally killed it, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I crushed it. I like when people say that they crush something.
Yeah. I mean, because nobody ever overstates that, you know what I mean?
No.
Like, they only use that when they actually truly crushed something.
They do, yeah. It's like when they're also killing it, too. I like when people say that, too. Like, I saw my friend Bert, he was killing it at the Sunday Fixins bar the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you were just like, did you say to him, you're killing it, or did he say to you, I'm killing it?
Oh, no, I Instagrammed that he was killing it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So he killed it at the Sunday Fixins bar.
He did, yeah.
Uh-huh.
So look, anyway, I'm sorry, I'm digressing.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. So the show airs. But the night the show airs, I had to take our son Cyrus to his DJing class.
To a what?
A DJing class. Why?
Your son Cyrus is taking DJ lessons?
He sure is. He's great, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's like learning how to do what? To mix things?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. His teacher says that he's the best in the 3 and under class.
He's 3 and under.
Mm-hmm.
And he's learning how to DJ.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's great.
Okay. Well, I mean, I guess you got to start somewhere, right?
Exactly, yeah. So I couldn't watch it when the show aired the first time.
Mm-hmm.
But Sheila was home watching it and recording it on the DVR.
Okay.
So, after DJ class, I pick Cyrus up and I pull into the driveway and I'm all excited as I'm coming up the front stairs.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know I'm going to open that door and Sheila's going to tell me how great I was.
Okay.
So I open the door and I feel this wine glass go whizzing by my face.
Huh.
Yeah. I look over and there's Sheila and she is madder than a rattlesnake at a Thai wedding, Tom.
That's mad. That's like the apex of anger.
It is. It's very angry.
Yeah.
And so she just starts going, you had to wear that dumb little hat, didn't you? And I was like, what are you talking about? Because I knew I looked rocking in that hat.
Uh-huh.
And I'll tell you something. I look so good in that hat, the makeup woman on the set even said so. And she once did makeup for Chris Squire.
Wait, the woman who did makeup for this Smithsonian thing did makeup for Chris Squire.
Yeah. That's, have you heard of him?
Yeah, the bass player from Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When did she do makeup for him?
I think it was for the Owner of a Lonely Heart video.
Okay.
Yeah.
So she put the makeup on him for that video.
Yes, yeah. She said it was a lot of pancake.
Okay, I could see that.
Yeah. So I'm like, what are you talking about, woman? I call her woman sometimes.
Uh-huh. It's charming.
And so I push play on the DVR, right?
Yeah.
And the episode starts, and, I was pretty much the featured interviewee in this thing, so I knew I'd probably be the first person who appeared.
Mm-hmm.
And I was right. Unfortunately.
Every sport has their big, juicy controversy. Boxing has the Mike Tyson ear bite. Cycling has Lance Armstrong. Baseball has its steroid era. Curling has Broomgate. It's a story of broken relationships, houses divided, corporate rivalry, and a performance-enhancing broom.
It was a year I'd like to forget.
Broomgate, available now.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Look, Tom, I don't know about camera angles or any of that stuff.
Okay.
But the guy who shot this thing?
Yeah.
He should literally be killed in the chest.
The guy who shot it should literally be killed in the chest?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I dropped my wallet again. Hang on.
Oh, no, Mark.
Oh, my cards spilled out.
Your cards? Like your credit cards?
My Jamba Juice card. I need two more punches. I get a free small. Okay, I'm back. It's all back in order.
Yeah, protect that card, because, I mean, it sounds like you've put a fair amount of work in. You're in the home stretch on that.
I am. I want that free green and great, small green and great.
Yeah, and there's
great and ginger. That's what it is.
And there's no replacing those things. Like, you can't go there and say, I had eight holes punched on this thing.
Mm-hmm. No.
But I lost it.
Yeah. They'll never believe you.
No.
So anyway, this cat, man, he framed the shot from below.
Okay.
And I'll tell you what, it made me look like Andre the Giant wearing an anemic child's derby.
So Sheila was right.
She was kind of right. It made my head look like a tan beanbag with facial features.
Okay.
Yeah, she didn't say that part of it, but, you know, F her anyway, right?
Well, okay. I mean, that's your business.
So I'm in shock as I'm watching this thing. It's like, oh, my God, the blood is rushing from my head.
Because you were getting ready to look at, like, a good-looking guy.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. So I'm just staring at this thing, dumbfounded. And I look at my phone. My phone is lighting up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting all these texts from my friends.
Yeah.
With messages like, does Cyrus know that you borrowed his baby hat? And what was another one? Nice head thimble, numbnuts.
Head thimble.
Head thimble. I've never even heard of that term.
So that's like that must be like a slang for a tiny hat?
It made my head look really huge, this thing, yeah.
Really? Like actually had a thimble on top of it?
Thimble, exactly, yeah.
Like a hat-shaped thimble.
Exactly, yes.
Like a Monopoly piece.
Yes! Why are you doing this to me? It hurts enough.
No, look, I'm just hearing you. Look, I'm sorry. You tell your story, Mark.
Well, I didn't tell you the worst one.
What's that?
It's from my mother.
Mm-hmm.
Did you eat the brim of the hat before the director yelled action?
Your own mother said that.
Yes.
Wow. That's hard. That's hurtful.
It's terrible. And then ever since that night last week, my life has been in the dumper. I mean, I can't go two blocks without someone yelling, "Hey, Tiny Hat," at me.
They call you Tiny Hat?
They do, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I'll tell you some other things.
Yeah.
My wife has cut our lovemaking sessions down to thrice weekly.
Down to okay. Well.
Yeah.
From what?
Not to tell you that.
Well, you still told me one of them.
17.
17.
Yes.
Okay, well, that's...
I have needs!
Okay, that's fine. I'm not judging you.
Well, even worse, little Cyrus?
Yeah?
He had to be taken out of school because kids were calling him a son of a tiny hat.
The son of a tiny hat.
Yes, yeah, uh-huh. Like that song. That was the original version of Son of a Preacher Man, apparently.
Son of a tiny hat?
Yep.
The song, the only one who could ever reach me.
Was the son of a tiny hat.
Okay, I didn't know that. That's interesting.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's where I'm at.
Well, Mark?
Yeah?
While you were telling that whole story,
yeah,
I Googled the Smithsonian interview, and I see some stills from it.
Uh-huh.
And, look, okay, I mean... Yeah, I gotta say, the angle of the shot makes it look like the hat is really tiny. And that, you know, maybe your face looks, like, bigger than it is. Like, your face looks larger than it probably is.
Oh, my God, I thought you were going to be nice to me. Well, dropping out of society.
You know, what's that?
I'm dropping out of society.
You're dropping out of society.
Yeah.
You can't. Why would you drop out of society? You can't give up what you love doing.
Sure I can. I will.
Well, I don't think that's a good. You have a skill you have something that you can contribute to the world with, and it would be a shame if you let this kind of take you away from
that.
Wait, what was that?
Oh, great.
Was that some guy yelling?
Yeah, I'm out. Look, I'm going to be shopping for mid-priced yurts tomorrow. Hopefully I'll be living off-grid in Tanzania by August. That's it for me.
You're going to shop for yurts?
Yep.
Well, Mark, I don't know if this is as all-encompassing as it seems to be for you. This is something you can get past.
I can't, no.
You know. I mean, you could probably alleviate a lot of this by, like, kind of, you know, not wearing the tiny hat anymore.
I'm not wearing it. I burned that thing the night the show aired. No, Tom, that was just another tiny hat maniac.
Wait, that guy yelled "nice hat" because because you were.
He saw the show, I guess. One of my fans.
So he wasn't just seeing a guy with the hat on.
Nope.
And he just a tiny hat maniac?
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, that's not a real thing. Like, that's something you're making up.
No, it is a real thing. Yeah, someone started a website called tinyhatmaniacs.com.
Yeah?
And they charge people to join so they can all make fun of me.
Oh, my God. Here, yeah. Wow.
You didn't go to it, did you?
I'm at it now. There are so many...
Oh, no.
So many memes and GIFs. There's, like, thousands of these here. And I guess I have to, like... It's, like, a monthly fee to join... To, like, I guess you can look at them without paying, but you can, to download them, I guess you have to pay. Is that how it works?
Don't advertise this thing, you mutant!
What? I'm just, you're the one who mentioned the site.
Well, I didn't think you were going to, like, tell people what it was about and try to get people to sign up. I thought you were my friend.
Well, Mark, I just got to tell you, I don't know what to tell you, actually. This seems like it's kind of caught fire here.
Oh, well, I know what to tell you.
What?
If you need me, I'll be riding my tall bike off Kern Bridge into the Red Sea of Newbridge. I'm out.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to ride my tall bike off Kern Bridge into the Red Sea at Newbridge.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry you do that. That's a little extreme. There's no reason.
You don't care.
What? No, I do. Wait, what is that? Mark, is that your tall bike? Mark? Mark?
Yeah, my tall bike has two horns.
And you're going to ride it into the Red Sea and Newbridge? Is that what you said?
Goodbye!
Hello? Mark? Hello? Oh, line's dead. Okay. Wow. I guess he might have rode his bike into the... That's sad. I'm sorry to hear that that's... I hope he's okay. I hope that guy's okay. Thanks again, everybody, for listening to Best Show Best, and I want to thank Martin DeGrell for supervising the episodes. I want to thank Jason Gore, Pat Byrne, Martine Sellis, Brendan McDonald, AP Mike, John Worster, of course, and you. And once again, listen to The Best Show live each and every Tuesday night on your computer at thebestshow.net. Thanks so much.